You know that bust in Mount Washington where they got those 75,000 bags of prime heroin? That was my shit. Anyway, it's been great to be here. Thanks a lot for coming. People often ask why I hire almost exclusively poets, and I don't have a very good answer for that. They work hard, and they play hard, too. People often ask whether there's a Caliban school of poetry, some poetics that somehow unites all of the various voices of the staff. And I would say, yes, there is. But I'm going to leave it for you to judge what that school of poetics might be by the end of this evening. So answers will be solicited. I used to write poetry, but I don't so much anymore. The wear and tear of life has gotten to me. But I'm glad that poetry is alive and well in Pittsburgh and evident here in this room. And without further ado, I'll just introduce Jason Baldinger first. We're going to go in alphabetical order. Spent his life in odd jobs. And he's the author of The Lower 48 with Six Gallery Press and Stud Terkel Blues. He has a long list of publishing credits here, which you can read at your leisure. And he's part of the famous Baldinger family of Zelianople, which reached its apotheosis with Baldinger's, a store that specialized in exotic foods, including zebra and lion meat, that was found on the way to McConnell's Mills outside of Zelianople, and which was a prime destination for me when I was a kid. So when I first met him, my eyes lit up at the prospect of lion meat and zebra meat gracing my table once again. However, it was not to be. Without further ado, Jason Baldinger.